Why do you think you're so hard on yourself? Why do you think you have so high standards?
You know, it's exactly what you said. It comes down to high standards, you know. I remember when I was here, when I just moved here, you know, I saw other people from Denmark. They would come over here with savings, and they had their dreams, and they came over to LA. They wanted to make it, blah, blah, blah. But they were out partying all the time. And they lost vision, you know, even like people I've been dating, you know, I saw the girls, you know, like how they got caught up with Instagram and this and that. And they just completely lost like vision of where they were going and, you know, really close people to me where I was like always thinking, wow, you know, I mean, they're just wasting so much time and so much unnecessary bullshit. For myself, you know, I've said no to so many parties and so many gatherings, so many get-togethers and a lot of social stuff, unfortunately, where I just had to sacrifice. Because, you know, it comes down to the standards I set for myself. I've always been like that. You know, I have standards of, you know, I eat really healthy. I go to the gym, you know, I want to be super healthy because if I don't go to the gym, then my mind doesn't work correctly. You know, you and as an athlete, you know, it's normally an athlete, you know, it's so much in your mindset that you're going to be fit for the rest of your life. It's very rare you see an athlete like, you know, that gets really fat or unhealthy later in life because it's just in your mindset. And it's just like for, as an entrepreneur, it's kind of the same mindset as an athlete. You know, you have your standards, you have your routines, and you just stay so strong on them that nothing can kind of move you away from them. Yeah. And that, therefore, you know, it's also hard when you are with a partner, you know, that doesn't have the same standards, you know, where they're just flogging around, you know, like kind of losing control of the vision for where they are. And it's you know, you need to have high standards for yourself and respect yourself enough. I always looked around in LA. It's very easy to get caught up because you can go out 7 days a week here. It's not like Denmark or Sweden. Yeah. You know, there's literally everything, something going on every night. So I look around at other people and I could see all these people, you know, they were just like running out of money. They were here for like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months. You know, they had a visa maybe. They even got the visa for 3 years, but they didn't get shit done. And then they ended up being like, okay, now I'm going to go home. And I just would not do that to myself because I would hate myself too much for that. And I would not allow that to happen. You know, I'm just way too hard on myself, way too high standards for myself and really high expectations. And I do that because I know that I know I'm capable of doing these things. And one of the things, you know, I also tell my employees sometimes when I'm trying to coach them a little bit in that sense, when I see someone that has really, really the possibilities and the skills, you know, to be something and make something happen, and they're just like too sloppy with themselves. That's the worst. I hate that. And I think it's such a shame. If you have the skill set, you know, you got to do it. Not everyone has it, but the people that have it, they got to set standards for the rest of people.